education for Wednesday, May 31st, 2017. Okay, the first thing we're going to have is we're going to start out with an information, and actually what we're going to do for votes, we're going to start out with a work session on Senate Bill 208. You could remind us of what it is?
Chair Doherty, members of the committee, Senate Bill 208 prevents school districts from denying homeschool students or students who attend public charter schools that does not provide interscholastic activities the opportunity to participate in those interscholastic activities available in the school district within the attendance boundaries, and it requires the public charter school pay to the school district a fee of no more than 5% of the amount of the district's general purpose grant or ADMW, and it requires the public charter school submit an additional fee equivalent to not more than 5% of the district's general purpose grant per ADMW if the student also enrolls in credits. In that version, there's no revenue impact and there is a fiscal impact issued. On the -10A10 amendments, it changes the requirement for homeschool students participating in interscholastic activities, and it removes the requirement that charter schools are not required to pay the fee if the school district sponsors the charter school the student attends. There is no revenue impact and a fiscal impact statement has been issued.
Okay, thank you.
Chair Doherty, I move to adopt dash 10 amendments.
Okay, Representative, I move that, Representative Hernandez moves that to adopt the dash 10 amendments. Is there any discussion?
Oh, yeah.
Representative Parrish.
So, help me understand, the bill does change how we treat homeschool kids. The dash 10 changes how we treat homeschool kids.
No, the dash 10 made sure we included the homeschool kids.
Aren't they already there now?
Not necessarily.
It wasn't clear.
Pardon?
It wasn't clear.
It wasn't
right?
clear, and so this made it more clear that the homeschool kids, because the homeschool kids get no state monies now, and so it was just the idea to make sure that the state, that the homeschoolers had the same opportunities as the charter
school
kids.
So I just want to clarify, because we heard testimony early on, and I don't know which version of the bill, but I'd asked the question about homeschool, and we were told by somebody from the School Boards Association that homeschool kids not only do get to participate under the current law, but then they are given state school fund dollars, and that was put on the record by one of the school associations. So I want to be clear what the change is here, and that we're
Mr.
not.
Mr. Rose, can you answer those questions about, or one of the somebody back there about whether homeschoolers get any state funds and whether they were included?
Because I heard that they would get they were part of the state school fund once they were connected to the school for some of these activities. They would actually receive a partial 1/6 weighting. So I want to understand what's changing for homeschooling under this amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Richard Donovan on behalf of the School Boards Association. Representative Doherty, Representative Parrish, my understanding is that homeschool kids participate, they have a right under existing law. When they participate in extracurricular activities, they can apply to ODE for a 1/6 ADMW. The school district can apply for 1/6 ADMW allocation.
So that's the current law. What does the dash 10 then change? Does that make it?
Can you speak up just a little louder, please?
Sure. Sorry, Representative Doherty, Representative Parrish. I'm not certain actually about the dash 10. I'm not perfect on the text, and I don't want to speak. It's something we weren't involved in it. It wasn't mine. So,
okay. Thank you.
With the dash 10s, the way it reads, a homeschool student, the student must meet all school eligibility requirements except, attendance and that sort of thing. I don't know. Ozzie, can you answer this? Since this is your kind of amendment.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Ozzie Rose. I represent the School Activity Association. The A-10s, I believe, do two things. The homeschool thing was already part of the bill. The one thing that was not in the bill that we needed in the bill was for in the original bill, homeschool kids, they have some testing requirements they meet and so forth. That's still there. But the kids in charter schools are not involved in that kind of thing, and they are in class. So the one amendment makes it so that those kids meet the same kind of academic requirements as OSAA requires of all school districts. And they have to take a number of credits, minimum number I think is 4. They must be passing at least 3. And each year they must be making progress by earning enough credits toward graduation. That's the same requirement that OSAA requires of all school districts at the present time. Okay. And part of that amendment gives them that authority with the kids who are there from the charter schools. The other part of it, in the original bill, exempted the districts, the sponsoring charter schools were exempted from paying the fee to the district. And so this, the A-10s have a provision that those sponsoring districts or sponsoring SD or sponsoring charter schools are not exempted now.
Right.
All charter schools, whether sponsored by a school district or anywhere else, must pay the fee. Those are the only two things the bill does.
Yes.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around why there's language about homeschool kids in this bill if the bill's about charter schools. And I don't, can you, maybe I'm just really slow today, but again, I'm trying to wrap my head around, are we asking homeschool kids now to pay a fee that above and beyond what they currently pay when they are playing, or we're asking them to do something? I'm just trying to wrap my head around, because the two lines that are in here about homeschool aren't real clear about what the net effect of that will be.
Well, maybe I can answer this. What it is for the homeschoolers, it just makes sure that that they don't have to have attendance as one of the the criteria, like you do with a kid that's in regular school, and that that the class requirements of the voluntary association that administers, you know, OSA, say that they would also recognize that the kids don't necessarily have to use attendance as this. And that was the main purpose, to make sure that the homeschool kids were not eliminated and not left out of this.
That's correct.
Okay. Any other questions? Representative Vile.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So as between the dash 8s and the dash 10 then, the only difference is that the charter schools in district now also have to pay potentially the negotiated fee, whereas under the dash 8s, the schools in district were already taken care of with the existing portion of the school fund that was going to the district. Did I say that correctly?
Not exactly. The original bill calls for a fee to be paid by charter schools for participation. By the way, I'm Ozzie Rose. I'm sorry, Representative. And the exemption of was placed in the original bill that those districts that were sponsoring a charter school, that charter school would not have to pay that fee. But there are other charter schools that aren't sponsored by a school district. They would still be paying a fee.
Right.
So all that does is add all charter schools, those that sponsor and those that don't, to that same fee schedule.
And part of what that reason was is that was never the intent in any of the language, whether it was the House bill or the Senate bill. It was a surprise to both Representative or Senator Rowland and myself. But go ahead and follow up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And if I'm mistaken, please help me. Currently, if a charter school student in district wants to participate in interscholastic activities at the district school, at the public school, they're treated the same as any other student who's at that school, correct?
Representative Vile, I do not think that you can say that universally throughout the state. It's my understanding that it's very much that you cannot say that universally for all schools and districts statewide. It's very much an ad hoc process. There have been some charter schools and districts that have figured out agreements per season, per school. It's kind of a relationship-based approach. And there's, you know, with the bill, the base bill and the amended bill would get at is the right of charter school students to participate in these activities and some sort of formalized process.
Yes. Currently, the school district does not have to allow them to participate.
Yeah. And sometimes school districts negotiate a fee, basically. They say, it's going to cost me this amount, but it's not formalized or standardized. And the only information that I'm aware of about it is what I'm relaying to you now, which is, you know, kind of ad hoc and one-by-one.
So just so I'm clear, currently the public district is not required to allow the charter school student to participate.
Right. That's
the point of the bill.
Under this legislation, they would, with a fee.
Yeah.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
And representing, that's the underlying reason the bill was put in.
Yes.
And if you remember Senator Roblin's testimony about all kids ought to be participating. And that's what drove the bill to start with.
And I apologize, Madam Chair. I'm having a little trouble with this because I thought that in-district students already had that right. And that's, okay.
No.
That's the reason for this bill.
Thank you.
That's the reason Representative McLean, Michael McLean, brought it up. So, okay, any other questions of these folks that are here? Okay, thank you very much. Any other discussion on the dash?
Madam Chair, since we're doing testimony, can I have Dan from Baker Academy?
I don't know what he's talking
about.
I will give you a minute and a half. Representative Hernandez has got a meeting with the Senate President like 4 minutes ago, so it's going to be a minute and a half. Dan, real quick.
Do you have specific questions?
Yep, I do.
Okay.
So, talking about the dash 10s, introduce yourself before you answer my question, please. Talking about the dash 10s, how is that going to impact the relationship between the charter school? How do you anticipate that impacting the relationship between the charter school and sponsoring districts? And can you live with the dash 10?
Okay, make sure you identify yourself for the record.
For the record, I'm Dr. Hull, Director of Baker Charter Schools. And Madam Chair, and to the committee members with the dash 10s, based on my understanding, the dash 10s, the majority of charter schools in Oregon do have most of their students residing within their sponsor district. And we had made an effort early on to make sure that the fee structure in this bill, what it was intended for, was for the ability for a school district not receiving any ADM to offer an activity for that student. So this would, in my understanding with a lot of charter schools, represent an additional charge for students within their own sponsoring district.
Yes, it would.
Okay. To the question as far as can I live with the dash 10s, my original intent in all of this effort was to increase access because, as we've discussed today, access is not equal all across Oregon with interscholastic activities.
Thank you. Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. Hearing none, I think we'll have to take the roll on this one. Matt, would you like to take a roll on the dash 10s? Thank you very much, Brad.
Representative Evans.
Yes.
Representative McLean.
Yes.
Representative Parrish.
No.
Representative Solman.
Aye.
Representative Springer.
Aye.
Representative Vile.
Aye.
Vice Chair Hernandez.
Aye.
Vice Chair Wilson.
Aye.
Chair Doherty.
Aye. Okay, with that, the amendment passes. Representative Hernandez.
Chair Doherty, I move Senate Bill 208A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Hernandez moves Senate Bill 208A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative
Yes,
Wilson.
Madam Chair, thank you. Again, we look at one of these constructs and we just kind of shake our head when we look at the process and think about it all. But when we take a look at the bottom line here, it was equal access. That's what this was about. And I think we can quibble all day as to whether the districts should get an additional fee for that. But the bottom line is that's negotiable, and equal access was what this was about. So I could certainly support this tonight.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Any other comments? Representative Springer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Obviously reluctantly support the dash 10s, and I will support this bill. I find it amazing that we are voting on a bill to force schools to allow charter kids to play sports. I think I'm more ticked off today than I have been in this legislature. That is absolutely ridiculous that we are doing that, and that we have to do this or have nothing. So I'll support this. So kids can play sports. But I don't know that this is certainly my finest day or my finest day in this committee.
Okay, thank you. Representative Pierce.
Thank you. Well, I want kids to play sports as well, but I think that chipping away at a child's state school fund, money that should be used to educate them, does not create equity. I think it worsens equity. I think it makes children who are choose because their public school system is not serving them, or their traditional brick-and-mortar public school is not serving them the right way, and they make a choice about how they want to be educated. And so then we take additional dollars from them. It's particularly egregious in districts where they already are cited in a charter school and have a district sponsor relationship. And some of these schools don't get much in the way of services at all for the money that we carve out and let the public school brick and mortar school keep. And so this just makes that situation worse. And yet we're going to do it anyway. And so I'm going to be a no, and not because I don't want kids to play sports, but I think every time we allow ourselves to treat children unequally via the state school fund, it is an equity issue.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Quickly, because Representative Fernandez has got to get going. I got to have him vote.
I'm going to be yes, despite my concern about charter school students actually being included, because they have a different advantage than some schools that don't have the same. So I actually think this is a fair outcome. It does provide access, and they can negotiate it.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other comments? Okay, if not, Matt, could you read the roll, please?
Representative Evans.
Yes.
Representative McLean.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
No.
Representative Solman.
Aye.
Representative Springer.
Aye.
Representative Vile.
Aye.
Vice Chair Hernandez.
Aye.
Vice Chair Wilson.
Aye.
Chair Doherty.
Aye. Okay, with that, motion passes. Thank you very much. Do we need a carrier?
Thanks.
Okay, I guess I'll do it.
Yes. But Madam Chair, as I had announced, I also had an appointment, but I want to stay for this. I do need to leave this for no other reason.
Thank you very much. Jeez. Okay, with that, I close the work session on Senate Bill 208 and open up an informational hearing on CTEC, which is the career technology, and you can add some stuff to it.
Yeah.
The CTEC trip that we took last week for the Salem-Kaiser Career and Technology Education Center.
So. All right. Well, thank you so much. I will be brief. I wanted to say that this was my first visit to CTEC. Very excited to have this opportunity to see the public and private partnership between the school districts and industry. It was exciting to be able to see that teachers are those that are from industry, and they're teaching to industry standards. So they had some programs such as manufacturing. They had actually 10 program courses at CTEC. They have 315 students with a 98% graduation rate from CTEC. And their manufacturing program is a self-funding program. They do a lot of their designs in CAD class. And we just saw a picture of there were literally cat houses. The rows of little houses that were there were houses that they designed for feral cats and to put them in areas where then feral, wasn't that right? It was for feral cats or something? Yeah. Yeah. There they are. There they are.
Very nice.
And so, yeah. So
they're very nice houses for feral cats.
I know. They're very nice houses. And so, but the students designed them and produce them, and as I said, mentioned, a lot of these programs are self-funded with them. They also are having a new program added soon, which I'm sure is going to be incredibly popular, which is drones. Mm-hmm. They have a whole room that is drone ready, and they said the building is amazing. The building is a renovated old industrial area, and they and industrial park area, and so they've just really renovated this building and made it so incredibly useful. So they had the manufacturing, cosmetology. They have a cosmetology, a working center where folks can come get haircuts, hair color, pedicures, manicures. Full spectrum there that's offered. Very interesting setup. They actually have very where the students sign in via fingerprints.
So they have this machine that the students sign in, and they know when they've logged in. And the students were on hand, ready to answer questions. There's two students that took us around, Sam Elder and Sam Wallace, were incredibly excited about this program. They both are benefiting. There's one of the Sams. Sam is showing a program that they designed for a recycling center. It was a platform, a standing platform. So their CAD classes designed them, then their manufacturing and their whatever, I think that's with the little welding machines and all those kind of things, put that together, and then they actually sold that to the recycling center to, as again, a part of their self-funding program. They also have design programs mentioned right in here. This teacher that teaches this class is actually a former Disney executive or worker. So he has this class. So that was exciting. Construction. And they have opportunities that have high school and college credits. They have opportunities for apprenticeships, and the students spend 2.5 days in their general ed classrooms in their comprehensive schools and 2.5 days at CTEC. They take their math and English classes at the CTEC program, applying it to the manner in which their program is related to their program of study, which I think is amazing. And really gives students that real life experience. The location is a great location. Again, I mentioned it's an industrial area, plus it has right on public transportation. Mm-hmm. So they had the bus lines that were right there available. Again, this was an exciting visit. I'm happy to go back, not only as to see once they get their other programs, but yes, as a facial client, hopefully sometime soon. But I think I'm missing it this term, so I'll have to wait till next year because I think this was the last week. But I think this is an amazing example of giving students that real life experience and putting it to their, applying it to their desired, what they are hoping to do. And I think that Representative Wilson can talk about his experience with CTEC and an exciting part that we all learned there as well.
Thank you, Representative Solomon. It was a wonderful tour. You'll never get live feedback from a cat on how they like their houses.
No.
But I can tell you, I live in the house that was designed and built by CTEC. Mm-hmm. And I've owned the house now for about 2 years.
Not one of the cat houses.
A real live house here in Salem. And it has been an absolute delight. The only thing my wife and I might say about that house is the kids sure enjoyed nailing. They nailed the heck out of a couple of things. But it's a great house. It is just fine, and we really enjoy it. Workmanship is great. After 2 years, no roof leaks. It hasn't shifted off its foundation. I mean, it is a great place, and it's a real credit to their work and this entire concept. So, yeah, it was kind of a delight. I didn't put two and two together until we actually got on the property, and it hit me. Hey, these people are the ones that built my place. And then I saw the plans for it on a wall, and I thought, wow.
It's in one of these pictures.
That's great. So anyway, I'm just very enthused about it. It was great.
Representative Wilson, what did they call your house?
They called it the Nest, and it's interesting. I didn't know that because we sort of decorated the place with a bird theme before we knew that.
Wow.
So anyway, it was just kind of cool.
Yes. Go ahead, Representative.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say that I was not able to be on the tour, but the CTEC is actually part of the school district that I represent. And one of the programs that I'm hoping that we can take up as a group, maybe through this committee, maybe not, but one of the things that has been identified is as these students actually come up with new ideas, patentable ideas, there is a possibility for a revenue stream to help support the CTEC program that also can help with small business. We had a bill in this session, finances got in the way, but there is, I think, a need for a streamlined patenting process, not for every project, because not everything is that innovative. But for those that are, it is an opportunity where we have young minds looking at problems in a new way. And there were at least two particular items that have already been likely patentable had there been the resources to do so. So just hopefully we can look at that in the future.
Yeah, and the one thing I'd like to say, even though this is a program through the Salem-Keizer School District, it was actually begun as a private public partnership, and that the facilities that they have, and it's a huge warehouse facility, again, was owned by somebody else. And so it really is, I think, a great example of how the private sector and the public sector can work together. And the expansion of the programs, I know Salem-Keizer School District has really a phenomenal career tech program anyway. Great culinary arts at South Salem, and they had cosmetology and all of these sort of things. So they do a lot for the kids, and I think the whole idea is eventually to have everything in one building. And it's a nice doing, but it was I was very impressed with, and I've been there a couple of times before with the program.
So a couple of questions. Do the students spend all day at the CTE Center?
Two and a half days.
2.5 days a week, yes. Okay. And does Salem-Keizer essentially pay the same, or are they spending the same amount of money on those kids in the CTE program than they are on the kid that's not in the CTE program?
Well, what it is with the CTE program, the way that it is, you know, instead of being in their home school every day taking other classes, they're in here taking these classes. Mm-hmm. The teachers that are at the schools are members of the Salem-Keizer Education Association, so they're under the collective bargaining agreement. And so it is, I think, like every program, whether it's a program at your own school, for example, if you've got a culinary arts or something that costs a little more money, they do that, but that's all in the budgeting process. So we didn't specifically ask them that question, but sometimes just because of materials and so on. But one thing I think is these kids were coming up with some great ideas, especially in the manufacturing. I mean, there's so many hops that are grown here, and usually they, you know, you tie the string down here and they go at an angle, and they actually have developed, I don't know what you'd call it. It's like a long pole with a thing at the end that's angled, and so you can put the metal into the ground, and this metal pole comes up at an angle for the hops. And they're starting to sell those to the hop growers. And so it's those sort of things that they're putting a lot of practical experience. And I think the kids designed these, too, and came up with
them. With a fence fence anchor as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up, too, that I was going to mention. Talk about an opportunity to patent right there is this amazing opportunity. The public-private partnership, private industry rents the building back to the school district for $1.
Yep.
$1. And this is an amazing program, and not just unique, like no one has ever thought of something like this, because Clark County Skills Center right over the bridge in Washington has an amazing Clark County, right over like Camas, Vancouver area. Again, the students go half-time or part-time to their school, and then they go to the facility. And they have quite a few programs with forensic science.
Well, and even closer, you go to North Clackamas. Mm-hmm. Saban Skills Center.
Right. And so I went back, and I was like, when does Hillsboro get something like this, you know? Because I think this is an amazing opportunity. And again, you're talking about success. You have 98% graduation rate from these students. And they had a plan. These kids who showed us and gave us the tour told us what their plan was and what they were.
It was really cool.
Well, you answered one of my questions. As the chair knows, Sherwood's got an amazing CTE program in Sherwood High School, and quite a large section of the physical building dedicated to those CTE programs. What I was wondering about is whether having it off-site like this in a dedicated building is more or less expensive for the district to operate it that way.
We can find out from the district, but I could probably say yes, it is. It's like another facility that they have, like another school. So you have the janitorial, you have the buses
utilities.
Going there, you have the utilities and everything else. So, and you have the staff. So, okay, any other questions, comments? Okay, and it was good presentation. They've done a real great job in Salem-Keizer Forever on Career Tech. Okay, with that, I adjourn the House Committee on Education. Thank you all for your patience. Thanks. House Committee on Education, thank you all for your patience.